This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The ex-Soviet country of Moldova today celebrates its first ever female president. The pro-EU former Prime Minister Maia Sandu took the oath of office on Thursday. Sandu, who was 48 years old, defeated the Russian-backed incumbent Igor Dodon in a surprise victory in November in the country, which is between Romania and Ukraine. The center-right politician who previously worked for the World Bank was inaugurated in a ceremony attended by members of parliament and the Constitutional Court. Moldova's current president transferred power to her and offered her a bouquet of flowers. This country of 3.5 million people has been split between supporters of closer ties with Russia and those in favor of European integration, especially through cultural links with neighboring EU member Romania. During his 4 years in power, Dodon promoted stronger relations with Moscow and had the backing of Russia, which is eager to preserve its influence in the country and has troops deployed in the breakaway region of Transnistria. In Christmas Eve messages today, Pope Francis expressed his desire to visit crisis-hit Lebanon and urged political leaders in South Sudan to continue working for peace. Lebanon was plunged into its worst economic crisis in decades by the devastating port blast in Beirut in August. In a message to the Patriarch of the Maronite Church, the 84-year-old pontiff said Thursday he hoped to visit Lebanon as soon as possible. In a separate joint statement, the Pope and Archbishop of Canterbury, the spiritual leaders who lead more than 1.3 billion Christians, also repeated their desire to visit South Sudan, which has had a lot of conflict as well. This is VOA News. A longtime confidant of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he is quitting the ruling Likud party and joining an upstart political rival. Zeev Elkin accused the Israeli leader of plunging the country into an unnecessary election campaign in hopes of escaping corruption charges. With his resignation, Elkin becomes the highest profile name to join a burgeoning rebellion in the Likud against Netanyahu. The insurrection has already begun to reshape Israel's political map and put the political survival of the long-ruling Netanyahu into question. A Hawaii volcano that began erupting for the first time in 2 years continues to spew lava from two vents in its summit crater, but the molten rock is not threatening people. The lava bursting out off the ground during this latest eruption is contained within a massive crater within Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And Mexico will begin vaccinating healthcare workers Thursday, a day after Latin America's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments or, as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their countries. Pfizer-BioNTech says they will supply the United States with an additional 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine as the country struggles to contain surges in infections. The drug maker said they expect to complete the delivery by the end of July in a nearly $2 billion deal with the federal government. The U.S. continues to lead the world in COVID-19 deaths with more than 325,000 and more than 18 million coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. And police guided stranded European Union-bound trucks at the Port of Dover towards newly installed coronavirus testing facilities on Wednesday after France relaxed entry restrictions. The measures had been placed on travelers from Britain into France due to a new virus variant of coronavirus sweeping through London and southern England. The two-day blockade raised fears of food shortages. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.